Hope all is good. Today's daf is Beitza daf Lamed Tes, the second to last daf in Masechas Beitza. And we're here in Lamed Ches Mem Beis at the bottom. If you remember, we've been discussing the last couple lines in the Mishnah on daf Lamed Zayin. The Mishnah had said, remember, we've been discussing items that are relevant to their owners in terms of tchum. So we had said that if a woman borrows or gets spices and water and salt for dough from a friend, so the Mishnah said, "Arei hei keragle shtehen," that the dough is considered to be a shutvus, a partnership with both of them, right? Because she borrowed the items from her friend, and therefore it is limited to the tchum of both women. And Rabbi Yehuda had said, "Put b'mayim mipnei she'in b'hem mamash." Right? The Mishnah is going to, the Gemara is going to have to deal with that. The Rabbi Yehuda made a distinction between water and salt, but the question is, right, my taima, as the Gemara says, of taima mai, right, on Lamed Ches Mem Beis, three lines up, what is the reason, right, why that we don't say that the rest of the stuff is batel? Right? We've talked about maybe the stuff is batel. Right? Why shouldn't it be batel? Why shouldn't the water and the spices and the salt be batel in the dough and should only be relevant to the tchum of the woman who's making the dough? So a couple of answers. Abaye, Amar Abaye says, Gire Shema Ta'asa Isa B'shutvus, because this is similar to a dough that is made by two women. Right? If we're telling me that if you borrow ingredients and make your own dough, and then it's shayach to the woman who made the dough, so maybe if two women would make a dough together, like they would actually split the dough, then people would think, oh, it only is shayach to the person who, the woman who made the dough, right? But really, and the case is, and the scenario is that the dough is split by both of them, and is actually limited by both her tchumim. So as a gzeira, we made sure that if we, you borrow any ingredients whatsoever, not just splitting, let's say, the flour, if you split any ingredients, so it's going to be limited by the tchum of both women. Rava, Amar Rava says, tavlin l'taime avide v'taime lo bata. Rava says that tavlin, if spices, are made for flavor, and flavor is not nullified. Rava, if the whole concept, if you remember, if you ever learned Hilchos Kashrus, so the whole concept of batel b'shishim is basically code phrase for there is no flavor of the other item that, let's say, the milk that fell in the chicken soup, there's no flavor of the milk that is noticeable. But if you're telling me that we're talking about spices, so spices are there for the flavor, and if you have flavor, the flavor is not batzos, and therefore that's why it's going to be considered to be dough that belongs to both of them. Ravashi Amar Ravashi gives a third possibility. Because this is something called a davar sheish lamatirin, something that eventually will become mutter. Eventually, it'll be mutter to carry the dough right wherever, right when yom tov ends. So therefore, nothing is going to become batel because only something that is not eventually mutter can become batel. If something is eventually going to be mutter, so there is no concept of bitel. Right, the items do not dissolve or become nullified if there's a mixture. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda put it in mayim. Rabbi Yehuda, again, we had said that the mayim, if one woman lent water to this dough, so then it's not really hers, it really belongs to the person who made it, but the spices, that would become limited by the tchum of both of them. So the Gemara says, mayim in melech lo. Right, what's the difference, you know, between water and salt? Vaitanya, they went on to Brizer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mayim melech betalin ben be'isa ben b'kdeira. Well, another Brizer had said that Rabbi Yehuda says that water and salt are the same in terms of whether it's a dough or whether it's a dish. So he says, lokasha habamelech zedomis habamelech istrokanis. Yeah, there's two types of salts. If you have melech zedomis, which is unable to see, it's thin, Rashi says, and it's batel, so that's going to be batel. But this melech istrokonis, right, that's already like the, you know, they have like the grindable pink salts, the Himalayan salts, right, that's popular, right, that's very thick, serious salts. You can notice that salt, so that is not batel. Hai v'atan Rabbi Yehuda Omer mayim melech betelin b'isa vein betelech b'kedir v'pnei rotva. But one second, didn't we have another brayza that said that Rabbi Yehuda says that water and salt is batel in the dough, but not in the dish, because you can see the sauce, right, so the water is not batel. It says again, lokasha haba ava haba raka. That's not bracha, but that's baraka. It depends on how thick your sauce is. Right? If it's a, you know, a saucy food, so then you're right. The water is not batel, and you can see it. But if it's a thick dish, so then the water is in fact batel. Okay, new Mishnah. Hagacheles karagli habaylim v'shalhaves b'chol makom. So the Gemara, the Mishnah now is going to draw a distinction between coals and flame and fire. Coals have a mamashus. They are considered to be something. They are considered to be an object. Flame is, what's the word? Ephemeral, ethereal. I forget already. But it's flame is not, does not have a mamashus. Does not have. It's not actually considered to be an item. And therefore, we're going to have a bunch of nafkaminas between the two concepts. So, like a chalas, a coal is correctly a bialim, belongs to the owner. Therefore, is affected by the owner's tchum. But a flame, b'chol makom, is anywhere. It's not. It can be brought anywhere. Kachelas shel hekdesh. You have a coal that belongs to hekdesh. So molen ba. Right. So then, if you would use that inappropriately, so then you'd be chay for me'ila, which is the issur of using hekdesh. V'shel haves lo nenin v'lo mo'ilin. And a flame, you're not allowed to benefit from flames of hekdesh, but you're not going to violate me'ila, meaning it's a din derabanan. That you're not allowed to, right? If you look at Rashi, right? Midrabanan, vimnenin, lomolin, right? In chayev and korban mi'ila, right? There's no chiyuv, right? And we have to talk about exactly what's going on over there. Hamotzi gechalas v'shusar abim, chayev, v'shal haves potter. And so too, if you're telling me that a coal is an actual considered to be an item, and a flame is not, so therefore if you take it out on into the public thoroughfare on Shabbos, right, so then you are going to be chayev, and a flame, you're going to be potter. So Tana Rabbanu will learn the Rebbeisa, actually, chamisha dvarim, nem ruba gechalas, that they said five differences between a coal and a flame, right? Our Mishnah brought three, the Rebbeisa, though, discusses five. First of all, gachalas karagli abaylem shalav is bechol makom. That's what we saw. That's in terms of the tchum on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Gachalas shal hekdesh molim bav shalav is lo nenev lo moilin. That we saw in our Mishnah as well, that you're violating for taking from hekdesh by a coal, but not by a flame. Here's something we did not see yet. Gachalas shal avodah zarah. If you have a coal that was used for avodah zarah, that's asura. You're not allowed to use that. Obviously, you're not allowed to benefit from avodah zarah whatsoever. Fishal heves muteres, but a flame is muter because a flame is not a thing. Hamotzi gachalas mishus rabim chayev fishal heves potter. Again, we saw that in the Mishnah that if you take it outside and mishus rabim, then you'd be chayev on Shabbos and a flame you're not. And finally, the fifth thing which we did not see, hamuder hanam mechaviru. For whatever reason, you take a neder that you're not going to benefit from your friend. So osur b'gachalto muter b'shal hefto. You're not allowed to take his coals, but you are allowed to benefit from his fire. So the Gemara just notices that there's a dinder abundant by hektish, that you're not allowed to use a flame, even though a flame is not actually a thing, right? You're still not allowed to use a flame of hektish, but the Brisa does not make such gzeirah for avodah zarah, right? Which technically you're not allowed to use either. So Gemara says, Maishna shall have as avodah zarah deshario, Maishna de hektish deasira. So why is there gzeirah de rabbanan not to use a flame of hekdesh, even though it's not really an item, whereas there's no such gzera, there's no such iser to use a flame of avodah zarah. The Gemara says, avodah zarah de'me'isa ubedili in shemina lo gazru be'ribana. Well, avodah zarah, people are disgusted by it. People don't are separated from it, right? They're not interested, right? People don't usually have avodah zarah lying around. So lo gazru be'ribana, so they didn't bother. But the hekdesh, people have hekdesh. People are not disgusted by hekdesh. Hekdesh is normal stuff. Right? And, you know, at Baruch Hashem, right, the property of Hektish, based on Mikdash, right, considered to have Kedusha, so the Loma is with the Loma Badili in Shemine, so Gazer Be'erbanan, right, people not necessarily separated from that, so therefore, right, just to keep people away from Hektish, even though in a Hanami, a flame does not actually have any Mamashos, it's not actually going to be Chayef for Me'ila, but they did want to separate people from Hektish from using it. The Gemara just is going to get into a technical discussion here. How exactly do you take a flame, right, that has no item, that has no mamashos, has no substance, into shesarab? But first, the Gemara asks, "Tanya hamotzi shall have his kol shul chayev." Right, a different brisa, the Gemara in Bracho says that if you take a flame into the shesarab, you would be chayev. Some Rav Sheshe says, "Kigon jotzio b'kisem." But no, you took it on a wood chip. Meaning you had some sort of match or something that you were taking the flame outside of. Okay, great. But then if that's the case, we typically mishum kisem. Well, it shouldn't have said hamotzi shel heves. It shouldn't say you take fire into shesh rabim. It should have said you take a wood chip or a match. So Gemara says, but the less le shiura. No, the case is with the match, the piece of wood is not big enough. Because we learned, if you remember the Tanai, we learned in the Mishnah, right? This is, again, Mishnah is in Shabbos, Hamotzi Eitzim Kedei Levashel Beitzer Kala, right, again, how much do you need to take out to be chayav for Shabbos? So the amount it takes to cook a small egg, right, there is a certain amount of wood that you need to take out, some sort of item that's going to be considered to be a chashuv hotzah, that the item that you're taking is considered chashuv, so you need to take enough wood to cook a light egg. So again, that seems to be that if you're taking out a kisem, a wood chip, a match, whatever, that seems to be too little of a shear, and therefore you're going to be chayav for taking out the fire and not for the wood. Abaye says, "Can you go into Shaife Mana Mishcha the Atzli Beinora?" Abaye says that no, it's not the case where you took out a little tiny match. Case is where you kind of smeared some oil onto some sort of pottery and you took it out and you lit it on fire. Then you took it outside, right? You're juggling, doing some sort of practicing for some shtick at a wedding, whatever. So the Gemara says, "Typically, Mishum Mana Bechaspa." Okay, well, if that's what you're doing, you're taking out a flame on a piece of pottery, so then you should be chayav for the pottery. If you tell me you're taking the fire up on a jug, so then you should be chayav for the jug. So the Gemara says bechaspa. Really, you're taking it on a shard of pottery. If you take mishum bechaspa, okay. So why aren't you chayav for taking the shard? So the Gemara says again, less shiura, right? It was too small. The Tana is willing to the Mishnah, right? Again, same Mishnah. Cheres, what's it called? Is this the same Mishnah? Maybe not. Okay, either way, but the Mishnah, the Mishnah is go through all the list of all the items, how big the item has to be for you to be chayav for Otzah on Shabbos. So it's not Cheres Kedei Litein Bein Patim Lechavero. Excuse me, sorry. That we said, how much are you going to be chayav for taking out pottery? So enough to put between the boards, right? Again, they used to put pottery sometimes between boards or whatever. That was considered to be a chashivus, rather than say that's boards of like let's say a wall or let's say a window or whatever. So they used to have enough pottery to kind of stop those holes up. So anyways, that was the minimum shear, and it must be that the piece of pottery is less than that. Okay, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't we say okay? So if you tell me that all these cases are now you explain the brisa how you could be chayev for taking out a flame. So if you're taking it out right on an item that's too small, right? Let's say a small piece of pottery or a small piece of wood. So then you're going to be chayev. So what's the case where you're going to be pater? Right, what about our Mishnah? Right, how much shall have his pater? What's the case you're going to be pater? Right, if you're chayev for all these things, so the case. This case is going to Aide Aduye L'Rishus HaRabim, where you're fanning flames into the Rishus HaRabim. And Rashi explains in the Mishnah that basically the fire blew off. When you're fanning your flames in your backyard, and the kind of fire kind of like floats off. Have you ever seen fire do that? So it's just the flame that's going into Rishus HaRabim. And then again, that flame is not actually an item, so therefore you're going to be potter. And neither is it supported by an item, and therefore you're going to be potter. Okay, new Mishnah. Bor shel yachid keregli hayachid, v'shel anshei oso ha'ir keregli anshei oso ha'ir. Well, I guess we'll just finish it, and we'll explain what's going on. V'shel ole bavel keregli ha'amale. What are we talking about? We're not talking about a pit. We're talking about the water in a pit, right? Obviously, you're not carrying pits right into. Past the tchum. But if you take the water from a pit, if the water pit belongs to a yachid, that's karechel a yachid, then it's shayef to the tchum of the single person, of the private owner. If it belongs to the people in the city, then it's limited. The water in that pit is limited to the tchum of that city. And if it's for the people, ole bavel, if the people coming in from bavel, right, they had these water pits on the way, they were on the road, right, that were dug for the people coming from bavel. So the water then takes the tchum of the person who picked up, who drew the water. So the Gemara says, Rami le Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava pointed out a stira in Mishnayos or Braisos, to Rav Nachman. Tan, first of all, we says Borsha Yochit Kragele Yochit. Then our Mishnah says that if you have a private water pit that is regulated to, that's limited to the tchum of the guy who owns it, or a minhu, but we have a stira because Naharos Hamushkin and Mayanos Hanovin Irehain Kragele Kaladam. We have rivers that flow. They're shayach to everybody, meaning to any, you can take the water everywhere. Right, so we according to that brisa, the second one with the rivers. So that seems to imply that water is not limited to whoever owns it. So Gemara says, right. So Amar Rabba, how can my Askina know the case in where it is limited is bimechunasim. That's only if it's pooled. If the water is pooled in one place, right? It must be right that the case in our Mishnah where is where the water is pooled, right? The running water, right? That doesn't have a proper space. That's flying all over the place. That obviously not going to be limited to any single tchum. But the water here that we're talking about in the pits, right? That's obviously pooled water, and it's therefore limited to the owner of the pit. Okay, Veshaloli Bablo Karagli Hamamali. We said that if you take a water out of this, the public cistern for the people coming from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so it's, the water then is limited to whoever took ownership of the water on Yotef. So Itmar, so they asked the following question. Mile Venasa Lachabero. What happens if you filled up your jug, but for somebody else, it wasn't for you? So Rav Nachman Amar Karagli Mishin Ismaile Lo, Rav Sheshes Amar Karagli Hamamale. Rav Nachman says, meaning if I fill up water for you, so Rav Nachman says that water is now limited to your tchum, wherever you are setting up your shvisa on Shabbos. Rav Sheshes says, no, it's like mine, meaning it follows the person who filled up the water. So Bamai Kamifugi, what is this machlokas? So the Gemara is going to suggest one possibility. It's going to basically follow this possibility to the end, almost the end of Amud Beis, and then it's going to reject it and suggest something else right before we finish, right before the Mishnah. So the first suggestion is like this. Maybe Mar Savar Bira Deifkirahu, Mar Savar Bira Deshutfihu. The question is, who owns these borim, these pits, or boros, I guess is probably more accurate, who owns these pits for that the Ole Bavel would use? Who owns this water? Is it Hefker? Or is it a Shutfin? Is it jointly owned by, let's say, all Jews? So what's the difference? Well, the difference is, the Gemara of Metzia says towards the beginning, that if someone is trying to be Kona, a Hefker item for someone else, that doesn't work, right? This is a concept of you're able to be zocha, able to acquire an item for somebody else. But if that item is hefker, so there is a predominant shita in the Gemara, that doesn't work. So if the item is hefker that you're trying to acquire, i.e. the water, so then that's going to stay in your possession. It's going to be shayach to the guy who's filling up the water. It's not going to belong to the guy who he's filling up for. But if it's a shutfus, if it's everybody owns this water, so then we can say, as you'll see in a second, maybe we'll say about Brera, that either I'm filling up my water or giving it to you, or we can already talk about I can acquire this water and give it to you, or you can already talk about changing ownership. But if it's hefker, so then I'm not able to acquire it for somebody else. So maybe that's the machlokas. The problem is, Eisvei Rav Rav Nachman, Rav said to Rav Nachman, that doesn't make sense because we have a following brisa. Hareini alecha chayrim. If a person says, Hareini alecha chayrim, I am a chayrim on you. So the din is that hamudar also, the person, the guy who said the neder about, right, is also to get hana from the person who's saying the neder. If hare ata alai chayrim, if he says phrases it like that, then hanoder usher, right? And then the one who makes the neder is not allowed to get hana from the other person. Hareini alecha v'ata alai. If he says it both ways, then shneim asurim zevazeh, right? Then both of them are usher to get hana from each other. Now here's the point in a second. Mutarim v'shal ole bavel, but their mutter. Right, they're allowed to use the pits, the water pits, for the Ole Bavel, for the people coming from Bavel. Vasurin Bishal Osa here, but they're not allowed to use the water in that city where they're living, because everybody assumes that the water is jointly owned by everybody. These are the things that belong to Ole Bavel, Harabayas, Alishkos, Zaros, Vabor, Bemsa Derech, and the pits that are Bemsa Derech. So we say that if someone is not allowed to get benefit from each other, but their mutter be Ole Bavel, that seems to imply that the water in the pits in the cisterns for the Ole Bavel is hefker. Right? Ve'elu hein shalosa, and just the Gemara just continues and clarifies, what does it mean? Ve'elu hein shalosa here, what does it mean? The water for that city, what items are involved, right? If you say that they're not allowed to use, right, both our ears are rechov, basic knesses, basic merchats, okay. So Iyam, right, here we go. Iyam is birash nishtufehu. If you tell me that the pits for the Ole Bavel are a shutfis, are jointly owned, am I a mutter? Why would they be mutter for each other? That's time with the Mishnah, a shutfin shenedru hana zemizah asurim lekanes lechatzar v'lerchot v'bor v'lerchotzer lechatzar asurim lekanes lechatzar. As Gemara says, yeah, meaning why in the world, again, just finishing off the question, why in the world would these people be able to use the water, right? We said any shutfim that have a nether between the two of them are not allowed to use each other's water. So the Chorin, right, this seems to imply very strongly that the water for the Oli Babel was Hefker. So the Gemara answers, Lirchotz Babor, and just take out a second, Lirchotz Hachinami. If you're telling me you're talking about washing, but bathing in that water, in Hachinami, because he's using all of the water, meaning every part of the water that he's washing, meaning that's for sure a shutvas. V'achot Mayaskinin L'malos. No, the question is, right? The Mishnah, what we want to know is that are you allowed to take water for somebody, meaning to drink, right? Even if it's joined together, right? Because Marmi Midday Kamamali, Marmi Midday Kamamali. Because maybe you'd say that we use Breira, that one guy is taking out water, his water, meaning when you have two people who are Mudar Hana from each other, when you have two people who are not allowed to benefit from each other because they made another, so it could be that if they both share a water hole, so you could say that one guy is taking his own water, one guy is taking, and the other guy is taking his water, and when Breira retroactively, we just assume that he was taking, right, his own water when he drew it. The problem with that is that Vesem Rav Nachman Yesh Breira, the Rav Nachman really say back to Rava, right, or this is Rav Nachman talking about to Rava. Right, so the Rav Nachman really say, no, you could answer this problem through Breira. Rav Nachman doesn't know the Breira, because at that time, under the Mishnah, Ha'achem Hashutfin Kishayav, Ha'achem Beshutfin. So if you have two brothers that are Shutfin, they are partners. So the din is that, let's read it and then we'll explain it. Ha'achem Bekalbon, Petur Meiser Behema, Kishayavim Bemeiser Behema, Petur Mina Kalbon. If you remember from Mezekah Shkalim, so the Kalbon was this little extra money they used to give through the Machtz Zeshekel to pay the kind of the processing fees, to pay the money changer fees. But the din was that if one person, let's say the father, would pay two machzis a shekel for his two sons, right, if becoming from one estate, from one person, so then he would not only pay one kalbon. He wouldn't pay the kalbon, he'd only pay one kalbon, not two. So therefore, if you're talking about it's coming from one estate, so then he's going to be putter in kalbon. But the opposite is true of Meiser Behema. The Meiser Behema is only chayiv if it's an individual owner. If it's a shutfus, if it's a kamban, if it's a partnership, so then that is putter in Meiser Behema. So the Gemara says, so this, that's what the Mishnah is saying, that Hakan Ashutfin, if two brothers are partners, so if in a scenario where they're chayiv in kalbon, meaning they are a partnership, right? Meaning they're each giving their own machzis shekel, and the partner money is coming from both of them. So then, patur ma'aser behema. Then they're going to be patur ma'aser behema because they're a partnership. But if the scenario is that kishayav chayav ma'aser behema, if they're chayav ma'aser behema, meaning they really only come the money that they have, the inheritance is from their father, right? So that's really coming from the estate. So then they'd be chayav ma'aser behema because it's really only one owner. Upturim min hakalbon, and they're going to be patur from the kalbon because again it's coming from one estate for paying for two different people. V'amar Rav Anan, and Rav Anan said about it, lo shanu alek shachoku gedim neged talayim and talayim neged gedim. Right, this is only if one guy took the gedim, the goats, and one guy took the sheep. Avachilku gedim keneged, meaning we're going to therefore interpret how they took the Yerusha from their father, right? But if they split it like that. However, if they split it down the middle, meaning 50% sheep and 50% goats, chilku gedim keneged gedim, and tlam keneged tlam, right? Ah, omer zeo chalko hamegia. You could say that Breira, that retroactively, this was my inheritance originally, and therefore, right, we're going to say that this is must be what I was supposed to get. Right, each person, when they get their 50% sheep, their 50% goat, we can assume that those were the goats that was theirs, and then it's, then what's it called? Then we assume that that they got their own share. If Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman says, Afilu chilku gedim keneged gedim, v'tzlam keneged tzlam, ein omer zeh chilku hamegia mishal rishon lakach. We don't say that. I mean, Rav Nachman does not hold the Breira, and we say that they have to kind of refigure the inheritance. I mean, we can't necessarily say that this was my inheritance originally. So really, Rav Nachman does not hold the Breira. So he can't use Breira to get out of that kasha from the rice over there that Rebbe brought him. So Ella really rather the really the, what's this machlokas between Rav Sheshes and and Rav Nachman? Okay, that makes sense. Okay, and Rav Nachman. Ella kumi alma bira dehefkeru. Really, everybody holds that the water of the Oli Bavel is hefker. Alma Ella. Sorry, rather hacha b'magbia mitzia lechaveru kamevlegi. The question is whether someone can pick up an item that is hefker for his friend. That's machlokes. Marsavar kana, marsavar lo kana. Right, again, that's what we alluded to before. That is a machlokes in terms of whether someone can pick up hefker for somebody else. Right, one of them holds yes, one of them no, one of them holds no, and that will be the machlokes. Right, if you hold it yes, so then that is whose shita is that? That is Rav Nachman's, and therefore, if you fill up the water from the pit from the Olei Bavel, so then it will belong to the tchum of the person you're filling it up for. And Rav Shesha says no, it belongs to the person who filled up the water. Right, because he holds that. That person is not able to acquire a hefker item for somebody else, and therefore it will belong to the person who filled it and be limited by his tchum. Okay, Shkoda Rabose, very exciting. Tomorrow, it's a Shema finished on the Sakhla. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.